News in brief, the chairman of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee has warned Afghan President Hamid Karzai that Washington would not provide any further military support until the security deal between the two sides is signed. Carl Levin made the remark at a meeting with President Karzai in Kabul. Two explosions in southeastern Afghanistan have left five people dead. The blast which rocked the Jani Khalil city in the Paktika province Thursday night also injured three other people. Afghan officials say two roadside bombs rocked the city half an hour apart from each other. The U.S. says it's not looking to ease sanctions on Iran, quote, at the front end of nuclear negotiations. White House aide Ben Rhodes says Tehran should take concrete steps before any decision to think about sanctions relief. He made the comments during a meeting of Senate committee leaders. Iran's envoy to the UN has criticized the use of sanctions against developing countries for what he calls political gain. Ghulam Hossein Dehghani said such sanctions constitute a clear violation of international law and the UN Charter. He also dismissed claims that the sanctions are, quote, smart. The U.S. Navy is going to send home some of its warships based off the coast of Syria. Navy officials say three of the current five warships will stay in the region to take action if necessary. Threats of war gradually decreased when Damascus agreed to have its chemical arsenal destroyed. Lawyers of Guantanamo prisoners say guards at the notorious jail have seized the legal documents of their clients. They said the documents were marked attorney-client privilege. According to the U.S. law, a client and his lawyer can have confidential communications and private legal documents. Human Rights Watch says Bahraini security forces have often used disproportionate amounts of tear gas in their crackdown on anti-regime protests. The group says the Bahraini Interior Ministry issued a tender back in June for supplies of 1.6 million tear gas canisters and 145,000 stun grenades. In the Saudi capital Riyadh, protesters have staged a rally near the Interior Ministry against the torture of women in the kingdom's jails. Protesters blocked the Road of King Fahd for several hours. Rights groups have time and again condemned the systematic discrimination against women in Saudi Arabia.